We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Next guest brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Former Steelers quarterback, Whipple Hall of Famer Bruce Gradkowski with us.
Bruce, look at that, little Whipple Hall of Fame.
Yeah, did you get a chance to chat with our producer for today, Kale, before coming on the air?
Not too much. He called me right in the middle of my NFL radio show, so I kind of had to answer and not say anything.
Yeah, I should have said something to him about that. My bad, Kale.
No, it's all right.
Kale has a very famous uncle. Yeah. One Dan Marino.
Yes.
Yeah. You ever meet Dan?
I did. You know, Marino was my guy growing up. Like, that's who I loved. Like, people were always like, oh, you must have been a huge Steelers fan. And I was growing up, but I was a fan of football. And I was a fan of the Dolphins and Dan Marino. You know, and my dad and his dad worked at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette together.
Wow. How about that? Name dropping. Yeah, okay.
Well, I've heard that story.
The first time I met Dan Marino, though, wasn't until after my rookie season. The Super Bowl was in Miami. Dan Marino tells his dad, hey, I'm having my Super Bowl party. Tell, you know, Big Brew if Bruce wants to come. You know, so my dad calls me, hey, Marino says, you're on the list. Go to the party. I go there with a buddy, and I meet Dan for the first time. And I was like, a kid in a candy store. I was like starstruck. I had googly eyes. I was like, oh my gosh, Dan Marino. And he's talking to me like we're boys. He's like, what's up, man? Yeah, our dads are buddies. What's up, bro? Thanks for coming. I was like, this dude is the smoothest cat out there. And, you know, and then I've talked to him a few times since to see him at different games and stuff. But man, just, I really wish I could go back and just, mm-hmm. relive and watch his career again, because man, what a competitor he was. So not, hey, that's cool. You got some Marino blood in the studio now.
Yeah.
Bruce, they could use Dan Marino's throwing arm on this team next year.
Oh, God.
Can we graph that onto Ben Roethlisberger? That quick release, everything else like that? I mean, I would take that. Give me 1984 Marino, and I think you got a Super Bowl contender.
Well, I think anyone would take that whip of an arm. But look, I mean, dude, you think you act like Ben can't throw the ball. I mean, the guy can still throw the football. It's just, you know, it's got to be, you know, better at times in certain situations, mm-hmm. and more efficient. I mean, I think the thing that's more important to me, though, is what's going on around him, right? The free agency market, Pouncey, you know, retiring, new offense coordinator, things like that. Things are going to change because they have to change. You know, yep. To be honest, this offense does have to change. There's a reason why Ben had the most attempts out of the shotgun, 640. He had the most attempts under 10 yards this year. You know, so, and then the Steelers ranked 26th in pass play, explosive pass play percentage. So there are things that need to change and get better, and it's not all just on Ben. You know, so I just have the confidence, though, too. I have more confidence in Ben than what's behind them. So if you're the Steelers, and if you're a Steelers fan, I don't know if you sleep good at night knowing you're going to go into the season without Ben, you know, restructuring his contract for next season.
What do you mean by that last point?
So, we saw the year Ben was out and what Rudolph did. Mm-hmm. They were an 8-8 football team. There's not a lot of sense of urgency to his game. And just Yeah, did he played okay in Cleveland. And look, and I like Mason Rudolph. I hope he does well on things and gets an opportunity. But I just don't. And then Dwayne Haskins, we saw him in Washington. I just don't think he's at that point yet. So for this next season, I mean, I'd like to see Ben back, because I think that gives the Steelers more of an opportunity to compete and win in that division than if they do have, you know, someone behind Ben Stern. I think they have to do more at that position.
You said you'd like to see him back. A lot of people here are treating this like it's a done deal based on what's happened, Bruce. But I guess you saw Ryan Toner's quotes. You saw what Art Rooney said. Do you treat that as a done deal, or are you saying this still could break down, that if the terms aren't right here, this doesn't mean it's already definitely going to happen?
Well, I think, you know, until it's done, you can never say, right? Mm. But I do think signs point that they're going to try to get it done. I think, you know, Ryan Toner, great agent, you know, he's been with Ben forever. They do a phenomenal job. You know, they have a lot of class, right? There's not an agency that's just going to put stuff out there just to put stuff out there, especially with the relationship with the Rooneys for all these years. So I do expect to get that they do get something done, but it does have to, I'm sure Ben, in a sense, has to take less. I'm sure he has to rework things that are going to help the Steelers more so than just getting, you know, exactly his salary and things of that sort. So I think there's a lot more that needs to be done than we're thinking, because it could be as simple as, here's the signing bonus, we'll spread it over the next 2 years, you know, for your salary for this year. It could be more simpler, I think, than all these meetings back and forth. Yeah. So I think there is something to it.
Bruce, how do you, like, what would you do? Like, what would be the number one thing you would be looking for this offseason to build a better offense around Big Ben? Like, what would be, if he's back, what's the missing piece you think this offense needs?
You know, I think we saw some good play at the receiver position. I do think you can use another weapon in there, right? I think you can use some more speed. I think you can use a slot receiver, number three guy, in, you know, running back position. I think you need an explosive back, someone that can, you know, make some plays in the passing game on third downs, that can be a reliable check down. And I think that, you know, they need some of that. But at the end of the day, too, they were doing some good things early on in the year. They never really were able to establish the run. I'm not too concerned about that, but you do have to be able to run the football at times, and they weren't really able to. So I'm kind of excited to see the changes they make, and if the coaching staff helps at all, you know, because that's where it first starts, the installation. What position are you putting these guys in to make them succeed and help them succeed? It's hard enough. So we'll see. We'll see if they could get it done.
Bruce, what about Ben and the way he likes to play the position? Because this has been a sticking point for me. I would be more, I'm not going to lie and say I'd be like jumping for joy, far from it, but I would be more optimistic about their chances next year if I felt like I could believe that he would see lining up in the shotgun, for example, and never running play action and not turning his back to the defense. If he could see that those things are hurting him and hurting the team and would be willing to change them, I guess I'm skeptical that that's going to be the case, though.
Well, I do think Ben realizes that things need to change. I think he realizes he has to play better at times, you know, and because, look, Ben hasn't gotten to this point in his career without adapting and getting better. You know, he's faced some adversity throughout his career at times, and he's navigated through that. And also, here's the thing I was thinking about today is, last year he came off a surgery on his elbow. Mm-hmm. He played a full season, you know, back. Now that should be even better this next season. You know, now it's kind of like, okay, my arm's healthy, I'm good. Now I physically have to be in tip-top shape. He looked great coming into the season. And so I think that's first. And then it's, he needs to do what needs to be done to be successful. I don't think Ben wants to come back for another season to just go 8-8. Like, that's just not Ben's mentality. The dude's an ultimate competitor. There's a reason why Tomlin and Ben have never had a losing season. I mean, that just doesn't happen, right? So I just don't – I wouldn't discount the guy and think he doesn't want to change or adapt or do something new or different. I mean, it takes some adjustment, but I think at the end of the day, too, if you're a good offense coordinator, you have to do what your quarterback's comfortable with as you add different things around him to make the offense better as a whole.
Bruce, if you're Mason Rudolph, how are you feeling right now?
You know, you just got to worry about what you could control. I mean, you can't worry about is Ben back or not. I mean, look what Aaron Rodgers went through with years behind Brett Favre. You know, and every year he'd take all the off-season reps and training camp reps until Brett Favre would say, oh, I'm not retiring, I'm back. You know, so you just have to do your job. Mason Rudolph has to prove, because he still has to prove that he can be a starter in this league. He has to prove it to earn that position.
Well, how does he do that if he can't get on the field? I mean, how does he prove that to people if the only thing he's getting are Wednesday practices and whatnot, Bruce?
Yeah. I mean, and that's where it starts. You know, if and the Steelers organization, they're the only ones that see him on Wednesdays. They're the ones that see him putting in the work in day in and day out, studying film, continuing to get better. So they're the ones that see the improvement or the lack of improvement. So that's where maybe their confidence comes with some of this stuff. Maybe they've seen some good things, because to answer your question, that's where it starts, right? I mean, I remember Derek Brooks told me when I was at Tampa Bay, after I started 11 games as a rookie, I got benched the next year for Jeff Garcia. I was barely getting any reps in OTAs. He said, look, man, I know you're worried about your reps, but you can't control that. Because if you're worried about your reps, and they do give you two reps in practice, and you mess those two up because you're worried about you're only getting two, mm-hmm. you're not going to get more. But if you take advantage of those, just those two reps, and you do the most you can with those two reps, you'll get a third rep. And next thing you know, oh, you'll get, you know, the fourth rep. Now you'll get a period of practice. Now that you just have to build on that and focus on what you could control. So if you're Mason Rudolph, that's where your mindset is right now. You're like, look, I can't control what Ben does. He's earned his position to be where he's at. I have to get to that point. I have to put the work in.
But would you feel right now, like everything you're saying is right, but would you feel in this given moment like the Steelers believed in me as a franchise quarterback right this second?
No. I mean, I think you would feel like they have some doubt, but I also don't think it's about Mason Rudolph. It's more about, you know, Ben and what he's brought to this organization and what he's done mm-hmm. throughout his career. You know, because it's just like, you know, I brought up Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we saw Tom Brady, but Tom Brady didn't really have, I mean, yeah, he had Jimmy G behind him, and Jimmy G was traded away. You know, so I think it's more about that guy, the franchise guy, and that's Ben. You know, Rudolph has not proven to be that guy yet. So you can't be upset that they're going to cater towards or try to work with the guy that has brought in Super Bowls to Pittsburgh. You know, like, so in that sense, that's why I keep thinking about, man, you just got to focus on what you can control, take advantage of the reps you do get, and just be ready for your opportunity. Because when that moment comes, just like he did in Cleveland, look, he played well. You know, he has to continue to improve and get better. He did what he was asked to do. And at the, you know, but at the end of the game, quarterbacks were judged on wins and losses. You know, this is a results oriented business, and that's what you got to do at the end of the day. And that's one thing that Ben has been great at, is just finding ways to win throughout his whole career.
Bruce, they're going to need draft picks to help them this year, because they're not going to be able to sign guys in free agency that can give them sort of instant impact. Mm-hmm. And they're going to need offensive line help. How much, to what degree, and how can Roethlisberger help any new linemen that they might be breaking in this year? How can he make it? Give me some optimism that they can draft some linemen and they can really shore up that part of their game very quickly.
Well, I think, you know, we saw it last year. I mean, Ben was one of the top guys for us at PFF for how quick he got the ball out of his hands. So that helps the offensive line. And now it's schematically a little, you know, some things to adjust in the offseason. Is there more play action pass? Is there more running game under center to help the offensive line get themselves in a rhythm? You know, it's important to get the quarterback in a rhythm, but how do you get young guys up front in a rhythm? So I think that stuff can help as well. And look, Kevin Colbert and Tomlin, they've done a great job over the years of sprinkling in free agents that can help. They never do like the big massive deals, but they'll add a piece or two that does a lot for the locker room and does a lot on offense or defense or special teams. So those are the kind of pieces they need this offseason.
All right. Would you,
you guys having a rough day over there?
No, no. I just
you sounded like crestfallen, Pony. I was a little
worried.
I wish I could
feel that way about their situation.
Yeah. Hey, Pony, I'm at least trying to be optimistic here. I could have come on and just had Bruce, have to answer 19 negative questions in a row from me, and I'm trying to just make them kind of negative.
Okay. Well, let me ask you guys, though. Sure. I mean, what do you think about this whole offseason about Deshaun Watson and now the Russell Wilson stuff? I mean, if you're Seattle, do you even listen to trade offers for Russell Wilson?
No. I wouldn't.
I don't think I think that's a situation, Bruce. I wouldn't listen to him either, but I think both sides are culpable there for ruining whatever or for causing whatever's going on there. If I'm the Texans, I wouldn't want to listen to Deshaun Watson trade proposals.
You got
to
trade him.
But you have to, because he hates your guts, and
exactly.
He's right to.
You can't have your best employee hate your company.
And I think if you're listening, Cal, Jack Easterby, personal friend of mine, said you should trade him for 2 seconds to the Steelers.
And all the Watts. And we'll also throw in as many Watts as you'd like.
Yes, all the Watts you can handle.
Bruce, one last one for you. If you were Ben, would you feel like you needed Juju back? Like, would that be something that in this whole negotiation period that hasn't really started yet, is that something that you would really feel like you would need to fight for, getting him back on the team next year, honestly?
No. I mean, I probably think, and I don't know, but I would just assume Pouncey's more of his security blanket than, you know, Juju. So, to me, I don't know. I don't know how big the market is for Juju out there either, and what kind of money he's demanding for his next contract. You know, so I don't think I think Ben would love to have him back. I think, you know, of course, Ben understands it's a business. Juju's going to try to take advantage of this time. But at the same time, too, I don't think that's a sticking point. Now, Ben might say, yeah, it's important for me to have him back. But if the Steelers can't work it within the salary cap, and, you know, Juju's not going to look to take a pay cut or take less than what he could get out on the market, you know, then that's where it kind of gets sticky.
All right, Bruce, send me more pictures of your old man sledding and thing. Well, I guess now you can't because there's no more snow here, but I appreciated that video a lot.
He's
actually
the greatest. My dad was sledding outside with my kids, like in just a sweatshirt and jeans. One day we had all the snow.
Bruce, I saw the IG stories, my friend. You're like one of the only stories that I actually watch on Instagram.
Well, the other ones he can't talk about on the air, but yeah.
I saw Big Brew in the jeans and hoodie, and it was Pittsburgh Dad to the max. In this case, Pittsburgh Granddad.
Well, get ready, guys, because I think I'm going to start a YouTube channel soon. I mean, I have one, but I'm actually going to start, I think, producing some content and coaching up some plays. So I think you two might get a kick out of that.
Would you ever bring us on as guests?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, okay.
But, it's probably going to be more or less like teaching the game of football as far as like maybe a certain concept we'll go over and things of that sort.
Oh, all right.
But there's no point having Pony on then if you're teaching football because he knows the game inside and out.
There you go. All right, Bruce. Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.